This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, and I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Well, don't even bother calling because, I mean, I'm not beating up on the phone calls right now. So, hey, always a the voice, we'll see how long it lasts. I'm doing the best I can. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really appreciate the time. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Hopefully later on in the week, Xander Gibb will join us again. You know, trying to get him back on. It's technical. It's not Xander or me. It's just technical. The big story of the day, right, is all the information going back and forth about the school shooting and what have you. But I found out that the Florida legislature is now sending subpoenas. They want to know what went down that day. They want to know why law enforcement, and look it, you know, if you've read my book, if you've heard me on the show, I love our law enforcement guys. I love our guys in blue. Our men and women, excuse me. All right? I love anybody who serves us, who's willing to step in front of a bullet for us. Love them. Can't help but not. Right? So, how do you... You're going to subpoena these guys to find out what went wrong. Why did you... What and how did you fail us? Right? Seriously. I mean, we did this, I think, last night and the night before. We talked about the how they fail us tremendously. And then they want us to trust that they'll protect us. When the Supreme Court has come down with a ruling years and years and years ago about the fact that they're not required to protect us. They're not bound by law to protect us. If they come into a situation and they deem the fact that they're going to die, well, this could be really bad for them, they don't have to step in front of a bullet. There's nothing that says they have to step in front of a bullet for you, which is why I always say the real heroes aren't the guys that, quote-unquote, come out of the closet. The heroes are the guys that ran into the Twin Towers when they knew the buildings could fall any minute. The heroes are the firemen who run into houses that are burning, buildings that are burning to save people's lives. Those are heroes. You know, it's one thing losing your job, losing your money, losing your stature, losing your car. It's another thing to lose your life. Another thing to put yourself in this situation where you know, easily know, that you could die. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. And you know the thing I love about Trump? And again, you guys, if you've been listening to my show for any length of time, I have never been an over-the-top, infatuated, in love with Donald Trump. Never. He just called it for the reality it was. If you think about this, I mean, really think about this. He is an A-type personality, successful businessman from New York. I'm not making fun of my New York brothers and sisters, but you know, you're pretty tough people. I grew up in Boston. I would say that we're the first toughest people, but I don't want to start a riot. You know what I mean? Pretty tough people. And, you know, he's used to pounding away at someone. He sees a good idea. He sees a project that should happen. He is used to coming at it every way he can to make it work, to make it happen, because he believes in it. He believes in the people around him, and he believes in putting the people in the right place to get the job done. This is not what presidents do. This is not what politicians, I shouldn't say presidents. This is normally not what politicians do. Not only do they usually not do what they say they're going to do in their, you know, when they're running for office, but they also don't carry, they don't talk like this. I mean, if you saw Trump at the last few meetings with parents and teachers, administrators, legislators like he did today, no, I don't like that. Let's move on. Now, I think it was Dana Perino who was like, look, this is really not uncommon. The only difference is that he's televising and he's broadcasting, which has got to be flipping out the other side. She said, but when she was in meetings with, you know, President Bush, closed meetings, this is how they operated. And that's what a leader does. No, I don't like that. Let's go on to that. Well, I like part of that. Let's take this out of that and we'll move it over here and we'll use it over here. That's what a leader does. Tries to get everybody to the same page, a little bit from everybody, get buy-in from everyone, and move forward. And those of you who are all wigged out, I said this a couple of days ago, now news will say, well, it looks like he's backing off, right, about raising the age to buy a rifle. You got to stop jumping down the throats of the president, just like you don't like it when the Dems do it, right? Yeah, hold his feet to the fire. I'm not telling you not to. But, you know, go out and read The Art of the Deal. If you haven't negotiated a hard deal before, you never ask for what you want. Ever, ever, ever. You ask for, as my dad would say, ask for twice what you want and give up half. Think about it. The DACA deal. This deal. Man, I don't know what's in the guy's head. I mean, how would you like to have, you know, 60, how many people voted for him? 62, 63 million? How would you like to have 63 million bosses, right? You know, it's a representative government. We send them there to do our will. We don't send them there to do the will of the majority. And what I mean by that is, you know, that's mob rules. That's true democracy, if you would. Look it up. He's got to represent us. He represents the areas, you know. This is a show for another day. But when you look at the Electoral College, when you really look and why it was laid out the way it was and how it actually works, you'll see why a democracy, you know, a democratic or democracy wouldn't work. Because it truly is mob rules at that point. You see why it's a representative government and how that representative government ties in, I mean, totally ties in with the Electoral College. And we will do that. I'm going to try to get Rick Green back on the show to talk about that because he explains it beautifully. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, I mean truly, being part of the conversation. I got so much I want to get through tonight. I want to talk about charter schools, different forms of education. Again, the dope, marijuana, going through. Kerry Quash is going to join me from Action Family Counseling, well-known throughout the country. You know what? This is not your grandpappy's dope. You know what I'm saying? So please, please pay attention to what your kids are watching, smoking, or anything else. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, there's a couple of ways to find us. One of the ways, though, is head over to the website, therealside.com. We've got a live chat room going on there as well. And if you're on Facebook, you can head over to our Facebook page. And there's a Facebook feed there where it's, you know, it's video, audio, and there's a chat room or a feed there that you can see, that you can see the smarter people than I in there, you know? I'm just saying, right? So, you know, I've been talking about, I call it dope. You guys call it marijuana. I call it dope. I think it's called dope for a reason, or it was called dope for a reason. You know, some of you guys just are all over, let's legalize it. It's not bad. It's a good thing. It's all this. It's alcohol is worse for you. I'm hearing all this stuff, and it's all from experts, right? The only experts I hear it from are people that are actually using it and enjoying it. I'm not hearing from the experts, or we're not hearing a lot of the experts speak out and speak up about the reality behind what this is doing to you and doing to our kids. It is not the dope of your grandparents or yours. So, you know, I always say the same thing. I bring on the experts. You know, you're not an expert because you use it. You're not an expert because you know about it. You've had it in your hand. You're an expert when you've been dealing with it for years, and you've been dealing with abuse, and you've been dealing with the ramifications of abuse. So I've asked Kerry Quashin. He's been on the show before. He's the founder of the Action Family Counseling, also a nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, thanks for being with me today. I really always appreciate your time with me, man.
My pleasure, Joe.
You know, and I keep trying to tell people, let's first talk about something here. The dope of today, the marijuana of today, it's not the marijuana that we grew up with in the 60s and 70s, is it?
No, I'm laughing because it's not even the same category. I mean, it's a whole different animal. It really is. I mean, if you think about in the old days, let's just say 20 years ago, marijuana used to be, I mean, you could buy a kilo down the street for $100. Yeah, I wonder what it costs now. But it also, in a joint or a bong, as they use it now, when you took a hit 20 years ago, it was like 0.3 milligrams of THC. The stuff that our children are smoking now is in the 30s.
Wow.
So from 0.3 to almost 30 milligrams, no, wait a minute. That's just what you're smoking in a bong. Now let's do the oils and some of the other edibles. You're talking 80 to 100% THC.
Wow. Yo, I think that's hilarious with the edibles. You know, people don't realize, again, how dangerous this is for young people who are, whose brains are developing, things are going on with them. I mean, this is bad stuff today, right?
Well, of course it is. You also got to remember that THC has a 7-day half-life, so it stores in your fatty cells. And I mean, we can really get into it. I'm seeing when it comes to adolescents that are starting to smoke. I mean, just real quickly, loss of motivation. Short-term memory, why didn't you do your homework? I forgot. Why didn't you turn in your homework? I forgot. They lose their motivation. I don't want to go to dance anymore. Baseball's boring. So things that were important, priorities that were important, are not anymore. So it's really going to become, I think it's at a crisis level right now with children. But just wait a few years and see what happens to our youth. It's extremely frightening. You know what else? I run a behavioral health unit. You know, I own and run drug rehabs, as you know. Been doing it for 30 years, and I've been sober myself for 37. So the drugs of today are nothing like what I was playing with. But what I'm saying is I run a psych ward now. Do you know that we have people come in every day to our behavioral health unit and to the ER from an overdose of THC?
Wow.
Not meaning they're dying, but they're psychotic.
Right.
And the only thing we're finding in their body is THC. And I'm getting these phone calls across the country from other behavioral health units and sheriffs and police departments, and everyone's saying the same thing. Are you seeing the amount of psychosis, and the only thing we're finding in their urine is THC? So it's not the same drug. There are major consequences that some of our children and people are facing now when it comes to this drug.
When I looked at the numbers for Colorado and the numbers, the dollars that they were looking, you know, $600 million in tax revenues or what have you, but those are without them talking about what the state pays to take care of these people that show up that are now homeless, that are dependent on, the drug or what have you, and the trips to the emergency room, the calls to the CDC have increased 400%. Think about that.
Of course, but they don't want to talk about that. I was looking at a billboard right up here in Santa Clarita that's saying since the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and wherever else, there has been no more drug abuse than with adolescents than ever before. That's insane. That somebody would even figure that out. I mean, first of all, where are you getting your numbers? Second of all, here's another scary thought. I have drug rehabs that I own and operate. I have a 16-bed adolescent unit with six kids in it today. I have never had less than 16 kids with a waiting list. So it's pretty frightening. I have parents calling me every day, Joe, this is scary, calling us up saying, what was in my child's drug test? And we go, like, 700 milligrams THC, and they go, is that it? And they hang up. They don't want to deal with it.
Wow.
Now, a year ago, that kid would have been in some kind of a treatment. Here's the other part of that. So a year ago, my adolescent unit would have been full. Now it's not. My adult unit was quiet. Now it's packed. All these kids that are getting untreated for substance abuse now from 14 to 18 are hitting the adult rehab from 18 to 25. We're exploding.
You know, Carrie,
Isn't that right?
You need to understand something, though. Carrie is in this every day, people. You know, you guys that really, really believe that, you know, dope is no big deal, that we're making a big deal out of it, we're blowing out of proportion. We're not blowing it out of proportion. We're trying to help your kids.
No,
we're not looking to stop your kids from having fun. We're trying to help your children, right?
Exactly, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, it's real. I'm not going to even say, "Hey, look at everybody that smokes a joint is going to become a heroin addict." But what I will say is, almost every heroin addict that I've ever met started pot or cigarettes.
You know, that's what I want to talk about when we come back from the break. We have to go to a break, but we come back from the break. That's what I want to talk about. I am so tired of hearing that marijuana is not a jump-off drug, that most people, you know, they try it, they don't like it, they get sick, and they don't go any further, which is a line of crock. So we'll be back in a minute. Let's hit on that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Carrie Quashin right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do. And some of you, you know, head up to the website. I'd like to get your email address. If you hop on the website, there's a place where you can sign up for our newsletter. It comes out once a week. I let you know some of the things we're going to be talking about, some of the things we're going to be doing. And you don't like it, you just stop taking it. It's really that simple. It doesn't require a college degree to unsubscribe, seriously. But, you know, we talk about dope on a regular basis. We talk about drugs on a regular basis. And, you know, our legislators are so involved. They care so much about tax dollars, especially here in California. They got to get you everywhere they can. They're not really caring about your children. Now, they say they do. But I can lay out a whole bunch of laws that do nothing but hurt your children, not help them. But this one in particular, where now we're talking about, you know, medical marijuana, recreational use marijuana. The heck does that mean? Recreational use of marijuana. What do you have a couple of joints? You go out and play in the car as you drive down the road? I don't get it. But let's bring on somebody who has a clue, because, you know, you always make fun of me, but I'll bring on somebody who's been in it. Kerry Quashin is joining me. He's the founder of Action Family Counseling, also nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, thanks for being with me today.
My pleasure, Joe. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, when we, you know, I appreciate your time and your knowledge on this stuff. You know, I am so tired of hearing my buddies that are my age that smoked dope in the 60s and 70s. It's no big deal, Joe. You're making it a big deal. It's not a jump-off drug. You're making too big of a deal of this. Tell me, is marijuana what we refer to as a jump-off drug, you know, where they move on to other, or am I just overblowing this?
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's not even say that. How's that?
Okay.
How about marijuana? Well, we could say marijuana is a gateway drug. Cigarettes are a gateway drug. Vaping is a gateway drug. Well, here's why I'm saying that. When we're young, we have what you call contracts. When I want to grow up, I want to be a radio show host. I want to be a superstar. I want to be a cop. We have those contracts. We also have another set of contracts of things we will never do. Remember those? When I grow up, I'll never use drugs. I'll never smoke cigarettes. Where does it go wrong? The reality of the first contract that most kids break, what do you think it is?
I'll never smoke.
It used to be cigarettes.
Right.
right? It used to be cigarettes. And there's only two reasons why a child would light up a cigarette. Number one, they want to be cool. Number two, it's a learned behavior from home. Mom, dad, brother, sister, uncle, somebody is smoking. So that's one of the first contracts they break. Now it's vaping. When kids are little in kindergarten and stuff, they're learning tobacco kills you, cigarettes kill, vaping's bad. You're hearing all that. But all of a sudden, somewhere down the line, they want to hang out with Bob and Rick. I was going to say Joe, but that would be you. Nah, they're good at all. It's not a bad
thing. Nobody wants to hang out with me. Don't worry about
it. There you go. So they hang out with these people, and somebody hands them a cigarette and says, hey, dude, smoke this. Almost every kid the first time will say no because it's a contract they made when they were just a little guy. But they're hanging around every day. They're starting to get desensitized. One day they say, oh, what the heck? And they take their first hit, a cigarette or vaping or whatever it is. That's really your gateway drug. And how do they clean that up? It's only a cigarette. I'll never smoke weed. But you're still hanging out with all these guys. Now worse than ever. What do you mean you're not going to smoke weed? Well, I said I would never use drugs. It's not a drug. It's natural. God put it there for you to smoke. It's legal. It's medical. What do you think's going on with these little kids? They're getting desensitized. They're thinking, wow, everybody else is doing it. I want to, let me figure it out. And they take their first hit. What just happened? They broke another contract, number one, but they also did something way different, Joe. They put something in their body and mind that made them feel different and better than anything they've ever felt. Now, how do you tell a 14-year-old kid that that's bad? So here's the deal. How do you clean that up? It's only pot. I'll never use anything harder. And I mean it. But then somebody comes in with edibles. Way stronger than the weed they just smoked. Now they even feel better. They start going to parties. What's going on at parties? There's all kinds of drugs. All the other drugs, once you break your contracts, you start smoking cigarettes, you start drinking alcohol, you're vaping, you're smoking weed. All the other drugs are drugs of opportunity. They're just waiting. They're just there.
And
very, very scary.
Let's talk a little bit about this vaping thing, okay? Everybody's like, well, sure. What's the big deal with vaping? It keeps them from smoking cigarettes. First of all, we don't really know the long-term effect of vaping, number one. Number two is you can hide all kinds of stuff in vaping, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You can smoke anything in vape, or you can vape anything these days, THC, oils, heroin, opiates, everything.
Wow.
So you never really know, and you can't smell it, so you don't really know the difference. But even more than all that, let's just put all that aside. When you have a kid that's 14, 15, 16 that's starting to vape or smoke cigarettes, smoke pot, eat edibles, what do you think the risk factors of that kid using other drugs are?
Oh, it's
pretty high.
It's got to be high. It's got to be well over. Look,
of course. And the problem is nobody's dealing with their adolescents anymore because parents do their hands up like society did and say everyone's doing it. So they're just giving up, meaning as soon as I'm getting them when they're 18, 19, and 20 now, it's at crisis level. We don't even know what to do with all of them.
Wow.
You know, I mean, if you look at, I mean, we're going to lose, I was doing some research today. We're going to lose almost 60,000 people a year just at accidental overdoses.
Wow.
So we don't think all this little pot and all that stuff is leading to something different. More people die per year in this country than we lost in the Vietnam War.
Wow.
More people die from accidental, listen to this, accidental overdoses than people dying from car crashes. The life expectancy in this country went down for the first time in history. Guess why?
Oh, it's going to be drug use, right?
Drug overdoses. But here, but let's look at it this way. Let's say we lose 60,000 people to drug overdoses, right? Accidental.
Right.
What about suicide because of drugs? What about car crashes? What about arrests? What about domestic violence, child abuse? What do you think's going on with those numbers?
Oh, I think they're not even tracking them. I got news for you. Because then what happens? Then you have to start telling people the truth about what drugs are doing to not just your kids anymore, now your families. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the difference between this and how an alcoholic or somebody who succumbs to alcohol, 20 years ago ruined his or her family? It's no difference.
Well, remember this, all substance abuse, alcoholism, drug addiction starts innocently. Because it can become awful tragic. And also, here's two other little ones just for you. First of all, I don't know anyone I've ever met that doesn't know somebody struggling with alcohol or drugs. I don't know anyone who doesn't know somebody. And here's another scary thought, another scary statistic that's coming out. One in every six Americans will have a drug problem in their lifetime.
Wow. Oh, my God.
In the world? But you're right, Joe. No, it's only pot.
No, it's all...
It's not a gateway drug.
Every one of these people who think it's not an issue, not a problem, need to spend 10 days at one of your clinics. We need to spend 10 days...
They need to spend one day with me. Not 10 days, one day. On my phone. But you know what, guys? Just because you're listening to this and you smoke pot and it's working for you, God bless you. But just because it's working for you doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody else. There's a whole lot of other people that start this deal innocently, and it becomes tragic.
Listen, there's plenty of people out there. I can sit and have a glass of wine or a beer or something and walk away from it and not have another one for 3 weeks. There are people who walk by and smell alcohol, and it's done. They're over. They have to go grab it.
It triggers. It triggers them immediately. If you have an addictive personality, you can get addicted to anything. It could be alcohol. It could be pot. It could be video games.
Video games. And we're gonna,
We're
going to hit on video games when we come up on the break. Back from the break, we're going to hit on the video games and Facebook and social media. These kids are so ingrained in this stuff. They don't know how to back out of it. They don't know how to get away from it. I get the biggest kick. You know, when you and I were kids, we're talking about friends. We're talking about the guys that you drove up and down the street with the bikes on. Now, these kids think they have 200 friends or 300 friends on Facebook. We'll talk about that in a minute, though. We've got to go to a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more about addictions, drugs, and social media. We'll be right back.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
They call me Cuba Pete.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-733-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you're listening to us tonight, because we're talking about don't be a dope, okay? Get the information, the real information on marijuana. Get the real information on what it'll do to your kids. Get the real information on the difference between the marijuana of the 60s and the 70s and what it's like today. You know, some of you who smoked back in the 70s, it's no big deal. I did it. Look how I turned out. You know, I hate that line. It makes me nuts. You need to, you know, as you guys say, step into the real world, step into the modern world and find out what your kids are really, honestly up against and what they're doing. I could rant on this for days.
Or better yet, don't deal with it. See what happens in a couple
yeah,
of years.
Right. All right. So that's Kerry Quash, and he's joining me. He's founder of the Action Family Counseling. Also, he's a nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, again, always thanks for being with me. I learned so much when you're on with me here.
It's always a pleasure, Joe.
I appreciate that. We're talking about addictions, and addictions just aren't, you know, drugs or alcohol. We have really, forgive me, this is me talking. If you agree, fine. If you don't, you can always change the station. But, excuse me, we have thrown our kids to the wolves when it comes to addictions. It's almost like we don't want to deal with them anymore.
You know, they're on these video games all the time. They're on their smartphones all the time. And don't give me that stuff, you know, well, no, my kid's only so many minutes. No, you need to check the actual phone and find out how much time your kid's on that thing upstairs. My kids weren't allowed to take their smartphones into their bedrooms. They stayed downstairs or any phone at the time. You know, they're on Facebook. That's where their friends are at. They're on Snapchat. They're on all these things that are taking the place of the family. Spend some time with your kids and not texting them. Right, Carrie?
Boy, you sound like me. I'd be screaming this stuff. I used to scream, spend quality time with your kids. I don't even say that anymore. I just say, spend time with your kids. Here's a scary thought. What do you think the average parent, how much time do you think an average parent of a 12 to 18-year-old kid, how much time do you think that parent spends with that kid a day? Real time.
15 minutes.
The average, 2 to 10.
Oh,
kid goes to, I mean, really, how, kid goes, here, so let's pick a 14-year-old boy or girl. Last thing they do, almost every one of those before they go to sleep, is say goodbye to their friends on their either Instagram or Snapchat.
Oh yeah,
that's the last thing they do. So let's really put it in perspective. So they go to sleep with their friends. Who knows what time? What's the first thing that kid does when they wake up before they even use the restroom?
Check Facebook.
Check their social media.
Oh my God.
Right? Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it is, they check their social media. Okay, so they go to sleep with their friends, they wake up with their friends. They go to the restroom, they come into the kitchen, they say hi to mom or dad, they go to school. Who are they with? Their friends.
Different.
8 hours. They come home. In most homes, mom and dad are working or not living together or whatever. So the kids, who's waiting for them? People say nobody. That's very far from true. Back to their friends again, either in person, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Mom or dad comes home, 6, 7 o'clock. How's your day, Johnny? It was good. You hungry? No, I already ate. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework? I'm done. I finished it. Go right back into the room with who? Their friends again. So we have our children, 2 to 10 minutes. Their friends got them 16 hours. How in the world are we connected to our kids? We're not. Our kids are now connected to their friends, their social media, not us, not parents. We're losing a generation right now to social media and friends. And wow. Then comes the drugs and everything else.
Oh, they're
the
doing all kinds of. Oh, they're doing all kinds of business. You know, I'm on a school board, and I see these messages they send each other on the iPhones and the Androids. These kids, look at. If we could turn their vices over to moving commerce in this country, my God, we would be a force to reckon with the way these kids can move drugs and alcohol and everything else in their lives.
Oh my! Well, of course, but think it through. I mean, if they're so connected to everything but family,
right?
What becomes important to them now?
Oh, their friends,
everything else,
social media, and family is not secondary, but third in the list.
Exactly. Actually, it's even further down the list. There was a study done with the LA Times. It was a couple years ago, and God and family was like number 4 and 5.
Wow.
It was celebrities and friends and things and stuff, and then it was God and family or family and God. We really are losing a whole generation here when it comes to family and family values and all that kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but the parents don't see it, right? I mean, you deal with parents all the time, and they come to you for help. You're the expert, and they're sitting there telling you that you're wrong.
Joe, what did you just... We were talking earlier, right?
Yeah.
About the soup plantation or whatever. How can the parents get it? They got their own addictions.
That's true.
I mean, go to a restaurant. If there's two or three children, 12 and up, and a mom and a dad there, I almost can guarantee you the kids are on their phone while they're sitting there eating. Mom's checking Facebook. Dad's zoning out.
Isn't that true?
You're
exactly right. I'm sitting there having lunch with somebody the other day. We were talking about the same thing, the soup plantation thing, and they said, look, I'm in Sioux Plantation, and the parents are sitting there, and Dad is sitting at the very edge, okay? Everybody's on their smartphones. Dad is at the edge. He's got a smartphone in one hand, a spoon in the other. He's trying to feed the baby. This is a true story. He's trying to feed the baby in the carriage at the end there, right? The kid is staring up at the top of the carriage like this is a rodent running around on the ceiling of the carriage. My buddy said he walked by the carriage and he looked, and there was a iPhone holder up in the carriage, and they had a cartoon playing for the kid to watch. And I'm thinking, oh my God, we're done. Yep. We are done as a society when you can't even spend we don't even eat for hours anymore. We eat for 20 minutes. You can't spend 20 minutes paying attention to your child.
I see most parents. a whole lot of parents hand a kid a phone in a restaurant to shut them up. Here, play a video game.
God.
Now, what in the world happened to family connections or family bonding? All those corny sayings that you hear when you go on a families that play together, families that eat together, families that pray together, stay together. What happened to that?
Oh, no, you can't use any of those quote-unquote normal terms, traditional terms anymore. You can't do any of that stuff anymore because you'd be considered, you know, backwards and obsolete. I don't see, this is the thing I don't understand. All these people that come, especially in the area that we're in, to live, you know, they're into family, they want their kids to have a better life, they want a safe place for their kids to go, great schools, and yet they blow the family unit up. They don't see any value in it. Or they don't know how. I don't know. Maybe I'm where you deal with them more than I do. Is there no value in it? Does it not make sense? Or they just don't know how to make it happen?
They lost it somewhere. They lost the connection somewhere. They don't know how to get it back. But the kids now are connected to their peers and social media. Their parents are now connected to social media. So the connection of family isn't there anymore. Wow. That's why we're having such an epidemic when it comes to young people using drugs and pot and other drugs as they're getting older, because the family is broken down. And I'm not even blaming anyone. It's just, this is where we are right now.
It's just the truth. Statement of truth.
We have to understand it. If we understand it, we then can reconnect with our kids. It's never too late.
No, I agree with you there.
It's never too late.
You never give up. Just never give up.
No.
But it doesn't matter how old they get. they keep coming back, and you just never give up. But again, you hit on something that I know some people find distasteful. I don't, personally. Is we've given up on God. We've given up on, some people call a higher power. When it's all about you, it's all about what you feel good with, about what you want, you're all over the place. There's no foundation, right?
You're right. I mean, people are just lost. So it's so easy to find safe haven in Facebook or video games or drugs or whatever, because the other pieces are lost. We all want to feel connected, right?
Yeah.
If we're not connected at home, where are we going to get connected? We have to find it.
Yep. Yeah, and they're searching for enough nowadays. They don't need to be searching family foundation and truth. Hey, we've only got about a minute left. Tell people how they might be able to get help, how they can reach out to you, that kind of thing.
First of all, if you think you're having a problem or you think someone's having a problem, you're right then. They do or you do. And if you want to talk to us, you can always call us at 800-367-8336. That's 1-800-367-8336. And it's also actionfamilycounseling.com.
Well, you know what, Carrie, keep up the good work. I have seen some of the people that you've helped, and I know you've been through a lot of sad situations. We pray for you. We pray for your group and wish you much success. And people, he's right. If you think you have a problem, you probably do. And don't be afraid and don't be ashamed to reach out. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me today, and God bless.